Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power right at every seat, so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
It's time for Going Places here on KNKX. And for Americans traveling abroad, the United Kingdom is a fairly easy option. It's an English-speaking country with a lot of cultural similarities. And as KNKX travel expert Matthew Rumley tells 88.5 Zed Ronco, world events make now a good time to go.
Matthew, it's funny in a travel segment that we often find ourselves talking about the relative value of global currency, but that's what we're talking about this week. The British pound is weaker than it's been, still stronger than the dollar, but it's prompting you to think that maybe the UK is a good travel destination now.
Yeah, I mean, I went to school in London in the 1990s, and since then, I have never seen the pound so weak, and it all has to do with the uncertainty with regards to Brexit.
Brexit, you know, the UK leaving the European Union.
Yeah, that's right. And so the pound is taking a beating. Airfares are actually quite inexpensive. I was looking at my airline ticket on Pan Am back in 1986 to go to Amsterdam. It was $950 in 1986. I just picked up airline tickets for about the same amount to go to London this summer. So it's, you know, you can get some great deals on airline tickets. And then once you get there, England is highly discounted at this moment.
Obviously, the plane is going to put you in London, and there are plenty of amazing things to see there. But I would imagine London is not the only thing one should see.
Oh, sure. So what we're going to do is spend like 3 or 4 days in London, you know, see the British Museum, the Tate Gallery, the War Rooms, walk across Tower Bridge, maybe catch a performance at the Globe Theater.
Shakespeare.
That'd be great. That would be wonderful. That's a dream for me. But then you have a lot of choices. I mean, you can head south to County Kent, which is kind of the garden county, and that's where the Canterbury Cathedral is and Leeds Castle, some great gardens like Great Dixter and Sissinghurst Castle. Wonderful little villages, great pubs. There's a brewery there that I love called Spitfire, after the old
The old planes in World War II.
Very nice, smooth beer. or head north, you know, and you can head towards the Cotswolds, get up to Oxford, the famous university. And then from there, it's a jumping off point to the Cotswolds, where there's just one cute little village after another. Good hiking, good walking. Again, great little pubs. There's so much to see beyond London. Get up to Liverpool if you're a Beatles fan.
All right. So for most of us, obviously, there's no language barrier when you go to the UK. How easy is it to kind of find your way around as a visitor?
Oh, it's super, super easy. England is such a friendly place to travel through and to get to know. There's trains that depart from central London. What I like to do and what I'm going to do is actually rent a car in the countryside. I really don't like driving in big cities, so I never pick up my rental cars like in the heart of Rome or the heart of Milan or the heart of London. I'll actually go out to a destination 30, 40, 50 minutes away and then pick up my car there.
You know, it's an old joke, Matthew, and it's a joke you could make about any world capital, but London is nice because it's so close to the United Kingdom, right?
That's true. And I've been told by the English that when you're in central London, you're really not in England at all. And that argument could be said like,
About Rome,
New York.
Paris, New
York.
Yeah,
I mean, these are international destinations. Every other person you meet on the street is probably not from England, but you can't not see London, right?
Yeah.
I mean, London's become an incredibly cool international city with great restaurants. The only problem, of course, it is still expensive, even with a great exchange rate. But once you get out into the countryside, you know, I think you're going to find that prices are really quite inexpensive. Like a pub lunch, I mean, we're talking like 10, 12 pounds.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can learn more about traveling to the United Kingdom on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.